You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Fresh off the winter warm-up, it's time for Cardinals chatter today. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch. And Jen, the winter warm-up, it's in the books. Good time. Anything interesting come out of the weekend?
Yeah, you know, and I think the timing of winter warm-up couldn't have been better for the city of St. Louis. It was a rough week last week, obviously, with the Rams announcing that they'd be relocating to Los Angeles. So I think to have a little bit of distraction, bring baseball back, was certainly welcome here in St. Louis. Most of the players on the current roster were here in attendance, as well as a lot of former players. A nice celebration of the 06 World Championship team, now that it's the 10th anniversary of that club. It's hard to believe it's now been 10 years. But, you know, the biggest takeaway for me in talking to a number of players that came through and met with the media was this is a team that has a chip on its shoulder. And, you know, it's a team that has heard what's being said about Chicago and the club that the Cubs have built. It's a team that has heard Jason Hayward's comments about the Cardinals having an aging core. You know, it's interesting, here we are talking about the Cardinals as a potential underdog when this is a team that won 100 games last year. They won three straight division titles. But, you know, all this chatter, all these expectations in Chicago, they're being written down here, at least in the minds of the players here. So just an interesting kind of back and forth. And also for me, you know, it kind of elevates the excitement of what I think is going to be a terrific rivalry between the Cubs and the Cardinals moving forward. Just a lot of ground there, I think, that's going to be covered in the next several months.
Well, I mean, it's always been one of the best rivalries in baseball, especially when the teams are competitive. And that's, I think, the point that so many were making is, you know, hey, you know, when two teams are great like this, that is when it's fun. Did anybody cross any lines? Did you sense a little bit of heat here and there with anybody?
Close. I wouldn't say they got that far. You know, it was interesting. You know, these two clubs even had dueling fan fests. You know, the same weekend that the Cubs were having winter warm-up, the Cardinals were having winter warm-up, the Cubs were having Cubs convention. You know, and the reports were read up there about how Jason Hayward was reading the nasty tweet sent to him by fans in St. Louis, and kind of the reception that he and Lackey received up there. I wouldn't say any lines were crossed here. You know, Matt Carpenter very blunt in saying, you know, we don't need Jason Hayward saying things to get us riled up to play the Cubs. It shouldn't take that. A lot of players joking that they're proud to be a part of this aging Cardinals team. Just little jabs here and there, subtle references. And, you know, Mike Matheny coming out and saying, hey, we're going to use this as motivation. You know, he said that he's not necessarily going to stand up in front of his team in spring training and preach it, but I think he realizes that some of the things being said and some of this, again, this idea that the Cardinals should be underdogs this year, it's not sitting well with a number of the players here. So I look forward to April 19th when these two teams meet for the first time on the field. In the meantime, again, there's so much to cover in terms of kind of the back and forth, the subtle jabs between these two organizations.
Yeah. They keep you busy. And, you know, we also, it's a good time to start thinking about some of the new faces. I mean, we're talking even in these first 2 minutes about some of the Cardinals who have gone elsewhere. What about some of the new faces coming to this team? Can you pick out one or two who you think are, you know, going to be impactful and who fans might like to get to know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think you start with the biggest acquisition for this team this winter was in signing Mike Leake to a 5-year deal back in December. You know, and certainly there were a lot of people I know here in St. Louis that were hoping the Cardinals would be able to land a David Price, who they went after very hard and by all accounts came up as the runner-up in that sweepstakes. But, you know, in Mike Leake, the Cardinals were able to land a guy who they believe can be an innings eater. They were able to land someone who's still only 28 years old. So when you talk about somebody who should be in the prime of their career, I think Mike Leake fits that bill. You know, you think about the idea that the Cardinals can be without Lance Lynn this year as he recovers from Tommy John surgery, and obviously without John Lackey, who's now with Chicago. Cardinals, quite frankly, needed somebody to come in that could cover innings. And while the Cardinals, you know, love the upside of some of their young pitchers, still some question marks with injury history and how much those guys can give them. So you look at Mike Leake, his track record, certainly just, you know, he's been able to stay healthy. He's been able to give Reds consistently 180, 190, even reached 200 innings before. I think he's going to be a really good fit here. And then it's interesting, too, that his former battery mate, Brian Peña, also ends up in St. Louis. And again, while this maybe wasn't a huge signing, making big waves, his presence could end up being more important than the Cardinals even envisioned when they signed him in November, simply because we're still unsure of Yadi Molina's status, and we're unsure if he's going to be ready come opening day.
Well, to that end, you're right. I mean, there are some massive question marks at that position. I mean, you don't want to overplay it, but, I mean, you could Yadi Molina is a big piece, and that would be a huge, huge situation for this team. Of the two, Pena and Leak, who do you figure to have the greatest impact on this team this year?
I still think it'll be Mike Leak. You know, the fact that he's probably, you know, if he stays healthy, he should be making 31, 32 starts for this team again, a team that had some questions in its rotation. I think Mike Leak will offer the stability there. And let's not forget that he's a pretty accomplished hitter as well. When you're talking about starting pitchers, you know, more hits, more doubles than any pitcher in the game since 2010. So, you know, the Cardinals, in the last couple of years, have really been trying to help their pitchers become a little more proficient at the plate as much as can be done. And, you know, Mike Leak will certainly add to that. And being a harder out can certainly wear down an opposing pitcher and make an impact. So he has that going for him. You know, Brian Pena, he is going to have a pretty big presence again. At the beginning of the season, he might get more time if Yadi is still recovering. But I also think as you look into the season, you know, having somebody of his stature, having somebody who's been around this game for as long as he has and has the reputation he does working with pitchers, it's going to give the Cardinals the flexibility to rest Molina more often, do that in a way they haven't in recent years, despite saying that they were going to be more proactive at the time. But, you know, I think certainly the Cardinals hope Mike Leak has the bigger impact, because that would mean, A, he stays healthy, and B, Yadier Molina is healthy for much of the season. But I mean, let's not discount what Pena can also bring in a backup role.
Yeah. Leak, where do you figure him to slot into that rotation?
That's a great question, because, you know, you look at this rotation and you really have a one, and then you have four pitchers that could fit two through five, I think, in any order. I mean, when you talk about upside, Michael Walker and Carlos Martinez, I think, in other rotations could fit tops at the middle of a rotation. Here, you know, maybe they slot in four or five, which, goodness, that's pretty impressive depth when you think about two All-Stars that could be your fourth and fifth starter. So I think Leak will slot somewhere in the middle. You know, the Cardinals certainly don't feel like they have to define who their number two, three, four, five pitchers are. But, again, the stability that he offers, his track record for being a workhorse, being able to stay healthy and on the mound and give them innings, I think he'll slot in there somewhere in the middle.
Is that an outdated convention, this notion that somebody's a two-starter or a three-starter? Like, when you look at those great Braves rotations in the 90s, well, who was the number two? Was it Glavin? Was it Smoltz? Does it matter?
Yeah, no, I think that's a very fair point. And, you know, really, you could look at last year's Cardinals and you could make an argument who's one, two, three, four, and five. It depended on the month. It depended on the week. You know, and the Cardinals really, and they're not the only team, they really structure their rotation, not, okay, let's order these up in terms of talent, but let's maybe mix styles of pitching and, you know, separate your left-handed starters. And, you know, you don't want to necessarily throw two fireball pitchers back-to-back. Let's give different looks to a team in a three-game series. So, you know, there's a lot more that goes into building a rotation order than just, hey, we think these are going to be the guys in the order that they're going to perform. It has to do with different looks and much else. So, yeah, I mean, again, I think you look at the Cardinals rotation, obviously Adam Wainwright is your ace. And that ace title is more than just what he offers on the field. It's also who he is in the clubhouse and in terms of mentoring the rest of that rotation. But when you can argue that Jaime Garcia, Mike Leak, Carlos Martinez, and Michael Walker, I think you can make an argument that any of them belongs in any of those other four slots. And I think, again, if you were to plug any of them in to other rotations in the league, perhaps they would be higher than they are in the Cardinals rotation. But, again, great problem to have for the St. Louis club.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, unsolicited plug. You know, fans should go and read about the rivalry and what was said this weekend. Of course, most fans are probably there this weekend at the warm-up, but you had such great coverage of it. And one of the long articles that you wrote, you had a number of video clips, and it wasn't all just heated rivalry nonsense. There was some fun in there, and you've got a good video of Ryan Dempster and John Lester and John Mikey goofing off a little bit at the convention. So, anyway, there's some fun stuff up on the website. It's worth it for fans to go check out, even if it's only tangentially related to the club.
Yeah, and you know, here we are less than a month now away from the Cardinals pitchers and catchers report date, so certainly enough coverage to get us all to that point and through the cold that's, you know, descended here in St. Louis, and I think get everybody excited for this season ahead. It's, you know, there's been, again, it's been a tough couple months here in St. Louis, both with the NFL team leaving and with the Cardinals coming up short and some of what they wanted to do, but, you know, that being said, they have put together a team that I think is going to be just as competitive as the teams we've seen the last couple years. And, you know, certainly they've got some competition to the north, but they're ready for it and excited for what's ahead.
No doubt. They're used to this position. Well, Jen, great stuff as always. So we'll do it again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Jen Langash, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.